Do you still remember how did Justin Bieber become famous? Yes, by YouTube. Do you expect there will be someone copying him to win fame? Absolutely, there's someone doing so. That is Rebecca Blake, who is predicted to be like Justin. No, she's just a girl. 还记得 Justin 是怎么出道的吗？ YouTube。那想过还会有人使用这种方式来成名吗？答案是有的。这个人就是丽贝卡·布莱克。他也很有可能成为下一个贾斯汀哦。In the autumn of 2010, Rebecca entered the studio to record a song and then uploaded to YouTube on February the 10th in 2011. This song received not so much attention until March the 11th. It became the hot topic in Twitter, and the song surpassed 100 million views on April the 13th. During the past 4 weeks, the digital single has sold 159,000 copies.
2010年秋天，丽贝卡进入音乐工厂录制了一首单曲，并于2011年2月10日将其发到网上。开始并没有许多人关注。也许令瑞贝卡·布莱克都没有想到的是，从3月11日开始，这首歌曲的点击量暴增，并成为著名社交网站推特上的热门话题。截至4月13日，该歌曲的点击量已有1亿，单曲也卖出了15万9000张。
Have you ever thought about a song that tells the daily activities, like getting up, going downstairs, or having food and meeting others? Well, that is Rebecca Black's song, Friday. With simple lyrics and melody, she just acts according to the MV, rather crude and simple. Especially, she also counted from Monday to Sunday.
您想过这样一首歌吗？歌词简单到只唱着起床、下楼、吃饭这些琐碎的事情。这首歌就是丽贝卡的星期五，简单的歌词，简单的旋律，粗糙的 MV 制作，甚至有她从星期一数到星期日的歌词。
Besides, there are also rap elements in it. The rappers are black, and to a large extent, emphasizes the girl's cute side. Do you feel a little familiar after I introduced you a lot about this song? Well, that song reminds you of Panic, Above the Moon, etc.International Divine Tune, huh? It sounds some similarities between them.
另外呢，这首歌也有 rap 部分，有两名黑人歌手演唱，这样的男女搭配使丽贝卡看起来更加可爱。听到这些特点，你不会觉得唤起你关于忐忑、月亮之上之类的神曲的记忆吗？星期五这首歌看起来更像是一首相当国际化的神曲吧。
Then the song causes a heated debate. Rebecca is prized as a gifted singer with special style, and even predicted by some media that she is going to lead a revolution in music. However, she also faced more harsh criticism as well. Times called her song the worst.
自然，这种歌曲也逃不了媒体的品头论足。丽贝卡被大赞是具有独特嗓音的女孩，并说她将会引领歌坛新革命，但是她也遭遇了更多批评。时代甚至说这首歌烂出新水平。
I was rather disappointed. They knew nothing about me, but they are so harsh to me. I'm just 13, Rebecca said so in an interview about the criticism. She even decided to cancel her singing career. I cried all the time. I have really done nothing wrong. But she said she had to face all this and try to be strong to pursue her dream.
在接受采访时，丽贝卡大吐苦水，表示道：“这真是令人觉得很沮丧。那些人对我一无所知，但是却随意伤害我。刚开始的时候，我经常为此哭。毕竟我才13岁，我究竟做错了什么？”但丽贝卡说：“媒体也是她变得更加坚强、更加坚定地去追寻自己的音乐梦想。”
Now the girl is making her debut record. It's said that she's composed many songs and to prove that she's capable in that field.She expressed that she will not change, for she is just a girl and 13 who loves singing without pursuing anything. Maybe we can form our own opinion after listening to her songs.
现在丽贝卡正在录制首张个人专辑，据悉这张专辑将会消除很多人对她的质疑。她表示专辑中将会有很多自己创作的歌曲。她表示自己不会因为外界的评论而改变自我。她说她只是喜欢唱歌，并不是成为其他什么。也许我们还是听听他的歌后，各自形成各自的观点吧。